Hello again, Gooners. Right, this is not the Gooner podcast, so let's make that perfectly clear. And I've had a few sessions on the actual Gooner podcast, but this is not that particular podcast, all right? So I'll say it again, because they say you've got to say these things at least twice, otherwise people won't listen. But anyway, I've got a guy with me today called Rory. Is Rory, tell us a story.
Roy.
Oh, you're Roy now, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Roy. Well, so Roy, you're going to tell me about how you feel regarding the Ozil situation, which seems to be ongoing from here until eternity, really, while the club shells out £350,000 a week on a guy that maybe possibly has an attitude problem. What's your take on that?
Well, it's not possibly, yes. It's got to be.
Because why else would Arteta not play him? Is that what you're saying?
Well, the other managers seem to have a problem with him as well, didn't they?
So
it can't just be Arteta.
It can't. So what would you do if you were Arteta and you got a guy as talented as Ozil, because everybody knows he has a huge amount of talent? What would you do with a player like that? Would you take him in the office and have a word with him? And if so, what kind of things would you say?
Well, I don't think he needs him now, does he? Because obviously he doesn't need him. He hasn't even used him.
Yeah. Well, yeah, getting to the cup final without having so-called best player in the team. So, yeah, that in itself tells us, you know, that maybe it's time to move him on. But the thing is, how do you move him on?
How can you set him with someone... Someone's got to pay him that much.
Yeah,
if someone's got to pay him that much, if they take him off Arsenal's hands,
can you see that happening? Not really.
How old is he now?
Oh, you got me there. He's got to be 29, pushing 30. I'll check, but I'll have a little look. But
I don't know.
He's not a spring chicken. But he's not old in the tooth either, is he?
He's not wanted there, is he? I don't think he's wanted there.
Did you?
He doesn't seem to be that bothered either.
Did you hear the story about his missus wants to return to Turkey? So there may be that he's born in 1988. So you can do your own maths on that.
we're not very good at maths, are we?
He's 31.
Yeah, that's 50, what I mean.
He's 31, so he's no spring chicken, but he's not ancient, and he looks after himself semi-reasonably well.
He doesn't drink or anything, does he?
Smokes, apparently, so that's not ideal for a professional footballer. Or he has been seen smoking, put it like that. I don't say he smokes 24/7. Who does? But, I mean, I've got to be honest, Ozil's as talented as he is, and I was so delighted when Arsenal
signed him. I'm like that as well, I totally agree with you. A great player, but if he doesn't want to be there, does it ruin the dressing room? It ruins the dressing room as well.
I don't think
it's
the case if he doesn't want to be there. I think he wants to be there, but the thing is, he does things on his own terms. He's that sort of guy. How much of that can you put up with? Me personally, I've got quite a low threshold for that, so I'd probably say, listen, Ozil, I love you as a player, but as a worker, I don't really appreciate your lack of...
And I don't think he's... No one's bigger than Arsenal. And all of a sudden, he can do this, he can do that, I don't like it. That's the one thing that winds me up.
Yeah. It winds you up is...
He picks and chooses.
When he's going to play,
That body language sometimes on the pitch.
The body language, that's something else. Because the thing is, as well, he always gets back injury. Whenever there's an away game, northwest, northeast, he's usually got a back injury. And now, the thing is, like Arsenal, the club, they've sort of turned it around. They're going, no, he's got a back injury, so he can't play. And we
he
all
had
know
a back
fully
injury
well.
When Emery was there, didn't he?
He's fully fit. We know he's fully fit because he's putting it out on Twitter. Not that I read much on Twitter, but elsewhere I picked up. When he's saying he's fully fit, Arteta's saying, no, he's got a back injury. So, on this one occasion, I tend to believe what Ozil's saying, although I don't want to go against the manager because he's done a pretty good job. But I mean, what would you say about Arteta so far?
I like it.
Yeah, me too.
He needs time and he needs a couple of transfer windows.
Yeah. What is it you particularly like about him, though?
Well, he's methodical, isn't he?
No, like, yeah, yeah, he is.
You can see he's like, he's into it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, he loves it. He loves the club as well.
And he knows his football.
Yeah,
the player. He was under Guardiola. I know Guardiola, to me, sometimes I think he's a bit overrated, but...
Yeah, I've got to say, I agree on that. I'm not trying to agree with you on everything.
I mean, Guardiola, he's been at clubs where he's had loads of...
Well, look at Barcelona.
He's had dough. Yeah. If he was a great manager, he could go to somewhere like Huddersfield and make them
turn them into something. Like, Arsenal's ex-manager, Chapman, you know, in Huddersfield. I mean, they were probably a lot bigger club back in the day, but, you know, we got them a championship. And we've had managers, you know, like George Graham, obviously had a bit of success in the lower leagues.
George Graham built from the back, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, and that's the thing.
I think one thing with Arteta, he seems to be getting he knows he's got to get rid of some of them defenders. They're not good enough.
Yeah, but is it the defenders or is it the system? I've argued this a little bit, the system. I'm not sure. I'll be honest with you. I'm not really sure. Playing three at the back
too many,
always works. It works too many sometimes.
One good game and two bad games. One good game, two bad games with the defenders. So yeah, I think...
The theory I've got about is, you know, when I manage teams that are quite a low level, I'm, you know, obviously not Premier League or even professional, but I manage some decent teams. And some of the managers said to me, don't try and confuse them with tactics. I mean, obviously they're a different level to our guys, but people have said to me, footballers are not generally speaking that bright, and don't confuse them. So just keep it simple. Play 4-4-2 or something similar. You know, even 4-5-1 is similar enough. They're not that bright, I swear to God.
Because I know they're not.
Because and this is not their fault. This is not about being intelligent or not. But they get used to playing in the system, and then they play balls into an area knowing that a teammate's going to be there. But if you keep changing the tactics, I'm not saying Arteta's doing that, but playing three, your angles are different. And then suddenly, you get balls like, what's his name?
I still think they should know what they're going to do. When someone manager tells them what they've got to do, they should know what they're going to do. There's too many silly mistakes.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm just saying, I'm not saying this is the whole and sole reason why there are silly mistakes. But you know that back pass against Spurs, for example? Ozil's bodyguard. You know, yeah. Ozil's bodyguard plays the worst pass I've ever seen in my whole. And I'm nothing against the guy. I think he's really quite a good player.
It was the player of the year in the Bundesliga.
To me, the guy's a good player.
And that was just.
But that's
lazy, non-concentration. That was just lazy non-concentration.
You couldn't be lazy against Spurs, though. I mean,
because I've said to you before, they need someone who knows what. I nearly swore then. Sorry, knows what a London derby, what a North London derby means.
But so you don't think this current crop really know? Because when you think about Vieira, Petit and all those tough guys that we brought in years ago, those players, they didn't have any idea about Spurs and Arsenal what that meant initially. But how did they suddenly learn? Is it because the back four was set up by George Graham? Is that right?
They was just together so much.
And then they came in gradually as well, didn't they?
They were playing for each other as well as a team.
Yeah.
They was friends
from way back. Yeah.
And I mean,
French national team.
That doesn't happen often in football.
Yeah, yeah, that was...
But they were winning the World Cup, they was winning the Premiership.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, come off it, it's like, mate, you're playing with one of your best mates as well.
Yeah,
you're
going
to play gelled. You're gelled.
And then, you know, on that topic, gelling, Xhaka. I'm not talking about his hair, but you know, the way he's sort of. Who does he gel with? Who does he gel with in midfield?
There's another one who's just. He's hot and cold, isn't he? It's just like, I can't believe how.
Well, when he's hot, how hot is he? Is he burning hot? Is he lukewarm hot?
He's good enough when he's on his day.
On his day.
He's a good player.
it's not bad. It's not bad. A lot of people give me grief about this, because sometimes I moan about Shackle quite a lot. I have to say, I've done it. But the reason is, because when he first arrived, I was quite pleased
with him. I moan about him as well. I still moan about him.
The issue I have with him is I'm not quite sure, after all these games, I'm still not sure what's his best position. I know he's sort of a midfielder, but he lacks things that he needs to have as a midfielder. To me, he needs to be able to tackle, which he's not great at. He needs to be able to run more, and it's not that great. His positioning, actually, do you know what? To be honest, and everyone will like shoot me down for saying this, I kind of like him as left back. Even though he's conceded penalties, I like his discipline.
He should be left back, and Luiz should be midfield, yeah. Defensive midfielder.
I don't see many people getting past him. When he plays, when Shaka plays left back, I haven't seen anyone go past him. Like, everyone was raving the other day about Maitland Niles, and I was watching the game, the Man City game, and the guy just cut inside him and shot. And I thought, why is Maitland Niles?
You've got to give Niles a bit of breathing space there, because that's not his real position.
That's not his real position, right.
And I think he's done a great job to come in and do what he's meant to do.
The thing is, he's right footed, right? And he's playing on the left side of defence. And he's let a guy cut in and shoot. And I mean, I personally, I think basic defence.
Well, I think Arteta's going to change all that.
Yeah.
I think he's too, like I said, he understands everything, doesn't he? I think you can see he watches the videos, he studies everything.
Yeah, he studies it. He's passionate about it.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But he's not overly passionate. So I do believe in Arteta, and I do believe he can get the best out of
him. I think he needs two transfer windows.
Yeah. But the thing is, he's got peanuts to play with, basically. He's got no money.
What he's dealing with there is that it's not the players he has chosen.
No,
you know?
Yeah, he's
got to give him
a bad hand, basically. He's trying to play poker with a bunch of twos and threes and sevens and eights. But not matching ones. No, they're all different. They're all different suits, different numbers. He hasn't got a hand.
As long as he win that FA Cup.
But having said that, when you look at the squad, I moan about the players a little bit.
It's 50. You know, you've got to. There's only so much you can blame on a manager.
Yeah,
the players have got a lot to do with it as well.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Know?
That's true.
Because what about Villa? What happened there?
Well, I could see that.
You know, I know Villa are playing for a lot.
Yeah, because if you've
got a 19th in the league,
if you've got a cup final or even a semi-final, because you saw the result against Spurs, and I think I said to you at the time, I said, Arsenal lost to Spurs because they've got one eye on the semi-final, and they lost to Villa because they've got one eye on the cup final.
They should have beat Spurs.
Yeah, but that may be so, and yeah, they probably should have done. They weren't that bad against Spurs. But the point is, when you've got a cup final coming up, you won't go into tackles the way you would when you have no cup final. There's a difference in the level of commitment that players are prepared to put in, because they will put their bodies on the line and they won't do it. Well,
we didn't have a cup final when we was playing Spurs.
No, but we had a semi. We had a semi at Wembley. And remember, the semis are a lot bigger than they used to be.
When you start saying, I'm not tackling this because of that game, I'm not tackling that because of that game, you've got to be like that for every game.
I agree with you.
But the same money they're getting or whatever, it doesn't. You've got to be like that for every game.
But if you have a look at... Well, unless they're like a team like the 80s Liverpool. 80s Liverpool used to win every game near enough, no matter what. But unless you're a team like that, you look at the form after a team gets to a cup final or a semi-final, especially a cup final, but a semi-final as well. You watch, there's a big curve, there's a big drop. I don't bet, but if I was going to bet on a game, I would have betted on the Villa game. Because, you know, I thought it's a chance Villa might win that.
Yeah, but you've got a team fighting to stay up.
Spurs, I didn't see that one coming, I've got to say. Spurs, I didn't see it. Because I thought it's Spurs, so that's a big game. But
Spurs and Arsenal, they're two average teams.
They are. I mean, that's the thing.
A derby like that just comes with fight and spirit and how much you want to win.
But, you know, the thing for me with... when I look at the two teams, you're right.
That back pass was just, it summed it up, mate. Just
after the goal that Lacazette scored, and you know, to start get the ball rolling, I was thinking.
I don't even think it was that second goal that beat them. It was that.
It was that,
that
first
equaliser.
Goal. Yeah, yeah.
Their heads, it just it done it.
Because when, then it seemed like a foregone conclusion.
And you've got to look at that as well. You've got to be. In my, I don't think Aubameyang's a captain. I don't agree. You know, that's just my. A centre forward and a goalkeeper should never be captain.
Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with that. I mean, I know what you're saying. But then,
you've got to have someone in the midfield. Or centre half has got to be captain.
What? Some guy
how's a goalkeeper going to be captain?
Some guy in frozen shirt. I mean, look at Xhaka. How good a captain is he? You know, sounding a little controversial there. Because now everyone loves Xhaka again. I don't even dislike him, I've got to say. I think he's a good enough player. But then there's something missing. I feel like I'm not sure. He's better than a lot of Arsenal midfielders that I've seen over the years. Like I compare him to Danilo. Is he better? Yes, of course he is. Is he better than Diaby? I'd say yes, different type of player. But I remember Danilo. Wenger had so much patience with that guy, and I never really. And I saw a lot of games at the time in the stadium. And I just thought. What's the big, why is he in the team? I don't even get it.
Yeah, well, he had his favourites, didn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, like...
Shaka's a step up for me.
Well, the one guy I was totally like, why has he sold that Gnabry? When he had that Gnabry.
Oh, he was a good guy.
What the fuck? He just got rid of him.
It didn't make any sense at all to get rid of him. For me, I mean, but then... The only thing I can say in their defence, and I'm not trying to defend them much, because I was against that all the time. Gnabry, the thing with him was he'd been loaned out to West Brom, I think, and he hadn't even.
Yeah, but that was after, yeah. Before.
But he looked like he was going to be a player.
He scored a goal against Spurs, we beat Spurs, then all of a sudden he went disappeared.
Yeah, it was really odd.
I think Wenger was like a bit of a, he's a disciplinarian, isn't he?
Do you think so? You say that. I have to describe
what happened with Chesney, the goalkeeper, as well.
Yeah, but he weren't a proper. Yeah, because Chesney, he was smoking in the showers. And Wenger just said,
"I had to smoke in the shower."
He said, "I told you don't smoke in the showers." But you know, you can smoke if you want. It was Wenger. It's not to me. It weren't that strict. It weren't that strict with the players, and that's why it's got to this point for me. The reason why. Arsenal have a bit of a discipline problem, which Arteta is sorting out, is it goes back to Wenger for me. Because I think the players he inherited from George Graham were already disciplined, and he brought in a few scientific methods, and they laughed at him, but they gave it a try, and then they went, you know what, this is actually going to work. Like that creatine. You know, they were taking creatine to extend their careers. Because they were all shot to pieces, I thought. I thought, there's no way that, you know, the full-backs, Dixon, Winterburn, and the two centre-backs...
Adams,
you know, Keown still had legs, but Bold, you know, he had a bit more in him. But it's just the importance of science changed it. And so they kept going, and so he inherited George Graham's back four, who suddenly got a new lease of life. Then he adds Vieira, who's one of the best midfielders most people have ever seen. And then he has Coutinho, also another one of the best midfielders of all time, for me. So you've got those, and you've got...
I think Wenger had his favourites, mate. He had his favourites.
I think he did at the end, yeah.
And if he wanted, if someone stepped out a little bit, it wasn't his favourite, then he made a...
Man, look at Arshavin. Oh, I'm so upset about Arshavin.
It's like, he's a disciplinarian to people he doesn't like.
Yeah. Yeah, it was an unfair sort of discipline.
It was. Yeah. When you look at some of the players he got rid of, I can't believe it.
Yeah, Gnabry, yeah, you're right. I mean, yeah, it's funny.
Chesney, he's went on to Juventus.
Yeah, Chesney's a good keeper. I've got to say, though, me personally, I would have outed him after the shower thing. But I would have told him from the start, I said, look, Chesney, you're an amazing goalkeeper. He was a great keeper. There's no doubt about it. For me, from the first time I saw Chesney, I went, this guy's good. Okay, he made that mistake in the League Cup, but that was for Chesney as well. But the thing is, and that was one of those things, it was a learning curve for him. But
was that the keeper's fault, though? Was
no, not necessarily. It was 50-50. So, but I did like Chesney. I did like him a lot. I weren't keen on Fabianski.
Now, he could have been at Arsenal, he could have been like the...
Yeah, I thought he was going to be a legendary goalkeeper, I really do. But you can't let these players do whatever they want. But that kind of brings me on to Guendouzi,
who I really like a lot. Apart from Man City likes.
But what would you do with Guendouzi? Would you let him leave? Or sounds like he's going to go anyway, but he's not getting a look in the team. And when I see Guendouzi,
there's something happening there, isn't it? I mean, like, obviously, Arteta's pissed off at him.
He may have just had enough of him, yeah, you're right. Because, I mean, the thing with Guendouzi, people say to me, or some people say to me, he's one of those players, he runs around a lot, he's a headless chicken. I've seen people say, I don't agree with that at all. I think defensively, he's pretty sound, he's tall, can head the ball, he can tackle, he can chase, and he's full of energy.
He's young as well.
And you can mould him, you can turn him into whatever you want him to be. Because that guy...
He's got a future, but I don't know whether Arteta wants him.
I know,
there's something going on there, because...
I wouldn't want him leaving if it were me. I would do anything I could to keep him at the club. Ozil might be too far gone. But the thing is, at the same time, you've got all that money, you know, going out of the club. But talking of money, what about Aubameyang? $250,000, is that a good deal for him
signing a contract?
3 years, plus bonuses. Yeah. That's what, the latest I've heard. Is that a good deal?
But the thing is, if you let him go, you've got to get someone else as well, haven't you?
Exactly.
So you might as well.
So you spend
it all goes back from.
Basically, that's a £36 million deal, basically.
Yeah, so you've got to buy, if you want to buy a striker that, you've got to spend more than 36 million, haven't you?
Yeah. So I agree. I personally keep it. But you've said he's not a captain. So would you give it out to
someone? I don't think any centre forward's ever been a captain.
So who would you give it to?
The current crop.
What, at the moment? Yeah, well, just based on the players you've got, as opposed to who you might get, because you don't know.
Captain, so I don't think there's captains there.
No, it doesn't seem that way. Do you remember Emery kept saying, oh, they're all six captains.
Yeah, six.
That was the most insane thing of all time.
And I don't think there's a captain there.
So somebody even thought it was funny and wrong.
But that's what I'm saying about they need two centre-halves and they need a big defensive midfielder. I don't care what anyone says, that's what they need. Because I know we've had a couple of good games, but them defenders have got too many mistakes in it.
Yeah, you're right about defenders, but I still think
goalkeepers in our centre forwards, in my book, captains.
So then that leads us to the fact is no one can be captain. Basically, you've got no one.
So it's not going to be. But that's been Arsenal's problem, haven't it?
Yeah.
It's been Arsenal's problem for a while. There hasn't been a leader.
Yeah, no leaders. So we'll give it to David Luiz. Now, I personally like him.
I think he's a good football player.
Yeah, really good.
But not in that position.
Oh,
and it's the mistakes he makes centre half.
Yeah. I like him. I'm glad that he's signed.
You see him when he's going forward, how he can pass the ball.
He's the best passer in the club, by far.
I'd like to see him in midfield.
Yeah, me too. I'll go with that. But we've still got to find a captain, and so far we're getting nowhere with that. Nowhere at all. So you're not going to give it to Lacazette, obviously, because he's too far forward. You're not going to give it to Bellerin, because he might leave anyway. You're not going to give it to Celtic guy, or, you know, what's
he? He's a future captain, I think.
Well, Victor.
He could be.
He gets stuck in and training, so we're here. So there's him, and then another. What? I mean, Holding. A lot of people like him as well.
He's gone off the boil since then.
Yeah, but he had a good game the other day. You know, but he's in and out.
It all depends who Arteta likes, isn't it?
At the moment.
I mean, we've got that Sabila coming in.
And Ceballos, were you happy about him staying, or would you rather him left?
I like him.
Yeah. I don't mind him. He's winning me over bit by bit, because he's got a certain amount of skill. He's upped his work rate. But these guys, what I've got to say is these guys, they're not putting in the same kind of work rate as Fabregas and Flamini. Right? I used to study how they played, the two of them together, which is in tandem, they would cover so much.
They were like globe trotters, weren't they?
They were non-stop. They were doing 12, 13 kilometers a match. Fabregas was doing 12. Flamini, no one's
done a job.
Work rate. No one.
They reckon they paid him to do a job on something. He annoyed.
Yeah, he's proper annoyed.
He annoyed people.
He was my favourite player for.
That's why he got sent off. He got sent off all the time.
He didn't get sent off that much,
didn't he?
No, I'm
sure.
I don't remember him getting sent off at all, to be honest. He may have.
But he was getting booked that much.
Yeah,
so
he got booked a lot.
He had the suspension to that.
I don't remember him. I mean, I can't say for sure he never got sent off, but I just don't remember it. But yeah, and Fabregas, what a pairing that was. And then that was the year when Arsenal nearly won the league and then it all fell apart.
Well, that was Eduardo.
Yeah. I remember with Gallus sat down and Gallus was
knew.
Catching.
He knew, and I knew. I was watching that with my brother.
Yeah.
We knew that was a game.
It was over.
That game done.
It was over, yeah. It felt that way. And everyone started moaning at
Gallus. That cliche, that stupid when he tried to kick it out and he just booted it and it hit the player's arsehole when it came back in.
Another edit. Right. Well, if we're going to keep adding to add more edits, we might as well cut it. Is there anything else we want to talk about before we go? So we've talked about Guendouzi, we've talked about Ozil, talked about Arteta, we've talked about nearly everything. We still haven't got a captain, though. Just wanted to end with the captain.
Well,
come on, your suggestion. Right, you're the manager.
I told you that, but there's not a captain there.
Right. So you're the
manager. I don't think there's a captain there at the moment.
You're taking over from
Arteta. The closest is Luis for captain.
That's going to go down really well. I mean, I'm not against it. Right.
For like centre-half, experienced player.
Okay. I'm not disagreeing. Keep going. I like David Luiz. I don't care what anyone says. I actually like him as a player. I think he's a good player. He'd be in my team any day of the week.
But for me,
he's the best pass.
Aubameyang. Why is Aubameyang a captain?
Right. Okay. So we'll cut it there. I think we'll just say we'll end it at that point. We'll say like this is not the Guna podcast for obvious reasons. The Guna will no doubt disagree with this pretty strongly. But we're saying David Luiz for captain. So
right.
So yeah. Enjoy that. Okay. I'm back with Roy Orwell. Believe it or not, I can't believe it, but here I am. Back with Roy Orwell for extra time.
Why don't you believe you're back with me then?
I don't know, it's just like I read 1984 and you know, it's related to George, right? George, gorgeous George, that's what he's called, George Graham.
Eric Blair.
Charlie George.
Eric Blair.
Oh yeah, that's right, it was Eric Blair. But anyway, we don't know who George Orwell supported, but anyway, what we were going to talk about and forgot, which is why there's extra time in this podcast, is
which is ironic. The FA Cup will probably go to extra time.
And they were penalties too. So how do you see it panning out?
Well, you know, FA Cup final, all in a day, doesn't even matter. Even if Watford beat us on the last day, I still think there's no bearing whatsoever. It's an FA Cup final.
Yeah.
It's going to be flat out. No one's. I'm not predicting anything.
Just before we talk a bit more about the cup final, we talked about Watford. Which teams do you want to go down? I mean, I told you I don't want Bournemouth.
I want Villa to go down.
Rather than Watford.
Yeah,
Troy Deeney. Troy Deeney, you can put up with his cojones, whatever it was.
Personal cojones. Stuff. I've got.
You lack cojones. You can
separate all that.
Like the greatest scheme of things, maybe not, but it did irritate me when he said that. I'm not saying he was wrong, because he's probably got a point, actually. And you know,
well, at the time, was he speaking half truthfully?
Yeah, more than half. It was more than half truth, but I didn't like hearing it, that was all.
Well, no one likes hearing the truth, do they?
Yeah, you've got a point.
I mean, Arsenal were like,
yeah, they're scared of it. Shackles falling over and doing somersaults, and
Arsenal
was looking at him.
Yeah, Panthers, let's face it.
And it, what, even still,
even now, then,
oh, then. Yeah. And that's
also
they got a little tougher since, just a little bit.
They need a bit of spirit. They need a captain, like we were talking about earlier.
Right, so pick the team then for the cup final. Right, you're the manager.
The team that beat City.
We're just going to stick with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about I was called Necktie, doesn't go down very well, but Nketiah, going to throw him in? Going to have Nketiah on the bench, or are you going to throw him straight into the action? Because he puts in a shift. I'm not sure he'd get in my first team.
I don't have him on the bench. I've got to start with Lacazette.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Lacazette's there, isn't he? He might not score, but he's
such a good player. I don't know why people criticise him. I just don't get it. I just don't get it at all. How can anyone criticise a guy who's that good at what he does? The guy's just something else.
And great football player.
Yeah. He's got everything. I mean, he needs to add a few more goals.
The only thing we obviously lacks the actual tally of goals, but
yeah, but he sets up other people.
Don't matter. And if you're making a goal, it's just going
to
score.
And you know how much he gets kicked in the game. I dread to think how many bruises he carries on with him every single match.
I like him.
I'm a big fan of Lacazette. Big fan of all
Batman. He's one of the ones who has got passion there. You can see
he really wants to. And those two work together so well.
Yeah.
All go and do anything
all day long. They got to start the FA Cup.
Yeah, those two must start. Yeah. What about Pepe? Would you start him?
I'm out on him.
I'm for Pepe. Pepe has to start. This guy is so unpredictable. Well, you don't always know you're going to get a great performance out of him, but you get an unpredictable one. The opponents don't know what to do.
He's got to start. Half time, he's not doing it. You've got a great replacement. I think Saka's just ideal.
So that brings me to that question. So, how can you not start Saka? He's got to play as well. He's got to start, right?
Would they go on either flanks? Are they too similar?
Yeah, but Saka's played on the left a lot, so I'd stick him on the left personally. But problem is then,
I think he gets in Tierney's way. Tierney goes straight up there. Do you need someone who's that fast, that good crossing the ball, someone who's just in front of him that does exactly the same?
You'd have Saka on the bench.
Well, without doubt, yeah.
And so he's
a player you bring on. Yeah. He's an impact player as well, isn't he?
Yeah, can be. I've seen him have an impact. He's such a good player. I wouldn't want to, and he's got so much energy.
The trouble is with Arsenal at the moment, we've got some great players, but they're all in the same position.
Yeah, that is the problem. It's not a well-balanced squad, is it?
They're all in that same little area. And then you go to the defence.
And the midfield. And then, so your team selection so far, I've sort of convinced you, it seems, to play Pepe from the start, bring Saka on if he's not doing well enough at half time. Then you've got up front, you've got Aubameyang, you've got Laka. Well, Aubameyang will probably be on the left, I'm guessing. So you've got a kind of front three, right? Then what have you got in midfield? Who are you playing in midfield? You've got Ceballos and Xhaka, those two.
Ceballos?
Yeah. So, but Saka, the other Saka, not Xhaka, but Saka, is on the bench, right? So we've got those two. And we're still missing a player, it depends on the system.
Could you have Saka in the midfield?
Yeah, he is.
Three across the midfield?
Yeah, you could. Yeah, yeah.
So the two and Xhaka sat just behind
him. Yeah, that would make a bit of sense. That would make sense. Yeah, yeah.
So you've got those three. You'd have to have Lloris just behind Xhaka, wouldn't you?
Yeah. So then you'd have four at the back. You've got Tierney left. Who's going to play you right back?
That's an hard one for me because I think that
Saws his cut time.
So well, what's play. It, isn't it?
I think
Bellerin's been playing well.
Yeah, I always like
Maitland
him.
Niles been playing well, so it's an hard one. That's
for me, it'd be Bellerin all day long, purely because I just think the guy's the fastest player at the club. He's not only fastest, he's pretty skillful as well.
But the Wembley's going to suit him.
Bellerin will rip them to shreds if he's in a mood to. I mean, I don't think he's that moody. I like Bellerin. I think he's a great player. I mean, at one point, I had him down as an Arsenal captain. I've got to say, for me, Bellerin would be in the team.
because another thing, I'm afraid he might leave. I'm scared he's going to go.
I think they should keep him.
Yeah, I've been watching Bellingham since he was very young, you know, playing for Luton. Like,
what about Maitland Niles though? You know what I mean?
He's not the same level as Bellingham. He's like, as I wrote in an article,
well, look, been, giving me his due, he's been playing out of position for
he's like a Porsche playing, you know, he's like, to me, when you haven't really got the money to pay for a car. I've been in that position. And then,
he's a London boy, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he is a London boy, but at the same time, does he really put in, he started putting in the shift recently, but did he really earlier in the season? I'm not sure. Arteta's made a lot of them change their ways.
Another one as well, who I really rate at the moment, Nelson.
Yeah, Nelson's all right. I'd have him on the bench, though. He wouldn't make, like Maitland Niles, I'd stick him on the bench. He's versatile, he's useful, I'm happy he's about.
You've got to have a Boulay. Remember a Boulay?
He was a great player. I used to like him a lot.
Great.
Yeah. And he was quick too.
Utility player. You've got to have a utility player.
Yeah, yeah.
Maitland Niles is in that. He's in that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's there, isn't he?
But 20 million from Brighton might sound very tempting later on in the year. We'll see. But anyway,
we'll see what the American guy gives us to spend.
Yeah, doesn't sound like much by sound of it. So anyway, so left back you've got Tierney, two centre backs, so Bellerin or Maitland Niles, one of the two. I'm going for Bellerin. I'll go Bellerin to start.
Yeah, okay. About that.
And then two centre backs. So we said David Luiz captain, even though we're going to get killed for saying this. I agree. Sorry to say, I agree with you. I mean, but alongside him, who? But then there's an issue about fitness, right? Mustafi may not be fit. I don't think Mustafi's that bad. Personally, I think Mustafi
is a mistake in him, though, isn't
there? There is.
He goes to ground too easy.
You're right.
Every time he sees the ball, he just wants a slide tackle.
But then he should be coached out of that. He's still young enough to be coached out of it. He's not young, but he's not old.
Yeah, he's a World Cup winner. He should know what
Mustafi is on his days. He's a good player, Mustafi.
He's got good set pieces, he's got a good head around. That's what I like about him.
Yeah. So who's playing alongside David Luiz? Obviously, we've got Rob Holding. It's hard to disagree with that. But what's so David Luiz is going to be right
but
side.
You've got to have it's a FA Cup final.
Yeah. Holding's been a cup final.
Yeah.
So I couldn't argue with Holding. Couldn't argue with it. I like Mustafi a lot actually, despite
well, let's say actions. Let's say they're both fit.
Yeah.
They're both 100% fit.
Who you going with? 100%. It's a hard choice, right? Mustafi's got all that experience.
I'm puffing here. Yeah. Holding.
I'll probably go with Holding because he's lucky. He's just lucky. He's a lucky player.
I'll go with Holding because, yeah.
And he's just got, I don't know, he's, to me, Holding's a proper centre-back.
I'll go with Holding.
Yeah,
Luiz Holding.
And we'll have Martinez in goal because we haven't got many.
Well, yeah.
And he's done well.
I'm telling you what.
Everyone's impressed with Martinez.
Yeah, what about Leno gets fit?
Is he going to get back in the team? Everyone's saying Martinez.
It's good to have two good keepers.
I've always rated Martinez, and I'm just saying that now.
And
I've always
said he's good. He's been waiting for a long time.
So yeah, good luck, Gunners and Gunners and whatever else you might be out there.
Yeah,
except Chelsea.
But it's a final. We saw on a day, and it's a London derby. It's a final.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game.
It's going to be all on that day.
And who's going to come out of it tops in terms of tactics? Lampard or Arteta, or will it not be about tactics?
No, I don't think FA Cup finals are about tactics.
Yeah.
I just think it's one day off, mate. Yeah. Don't matter. Just look at the history of it. Full stop.
I have to say again, I'm agreeing because basically we both. Both smart guys, both Arteta and Lampard. I've got a lot of respect for the pair of them. I just think they know their football.
I think Arteta edges him on, like,
with his tactical nous, maybe.
His knowledge of it.
You would don't think get me so, wrong. But we don't know so, but I would think so, yeah. I think, well, it's only because
Arteta's been, you know,
sometimes tactics don't mean a thing, though, do they?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think the only time it doesn't matter is an FA Cup final. You've got 11 guys just want to win that on the day.
And Arsenal need to win it. So,
Chelsea is probably going to be in Europe anyway.
Yeah, they're in Europe anyway. So for them, it's an
FA Cup final, though. And people still want to win the FA Cup.
Yeah.
I know it don't mean as much as it did when we were kids, but.
Yeah. To them, it's a dead rubber. Or words to that effect. You know, it doesn't mean a thing, right?
It does mean a thing.
Only it's just a trophy, but to them, then it's not going to cost them a fortune if they don't make it. Also, everything rides on this cup final. They've got to pull it out of the bag, just like they did against Man City.
Are they really good enough for Europe yet or not?
Arsenal? Yeah, they're good enough for the Europa Cup. Of course they are. They get to quarterfinals, semi-finals. This team we've got now.
I want to be.
But there's no way. I wouldn't even say even this current team, if they keep playing, if they played the way they did against Liverpool and then Man City. Okay, to me those games they rode their luck a little, to say the least. However, they're still good enough to get in a cup final, Europa Cup final. Then it's a lottery. You win that, you win the Champions League. So I'm not saying I haven't really got that much faith, but I've got enough faith to believe that team.
I've got faith coming in the next year, 2 years. I've got faith in Arteta.
Yeah, me too. So we'll leave it on that very high, positive note. Okay, we're up for the cup.
Yeah.